We're continuing to look at limitless grace. And just recapping, if we're going to participate in the restoration of all things, we will need to be moved by the oracles of the Father's heart, which are motivated by unconditional love and limitless grace. That will include having the desire to see creation set free, having the abilities and the power to create new reality through the limitless grace of God, and knowing how to use that limitless grace to choose and create realities is a very important part of our sonship. So grace is divine enabling power. That divine enabling power enables us to create. Grace is the strings of energy, the smallest known particles that exist within the fabric of all creation and are the building blocks of all existence. That is what makes up that which we create. You could call it living light. You can call it strings of energy, whether depending on whatever perspective you look at it. Grace is a vibrational frequency of Jesus' voice that holds all things together. When he spoke creation, it is still vibration, vibrating and still creative, which is why what has been created can then recreate more. Grace is the zero point energy of the unified quantum field that connects all existence by quantum entanglement through quantum foam. So literally everything is connected with itself, with each other, and that means we can be anywhere, do anything, and engage in anything when we learn to operate in limitless grace. Grace is the living light beings, the quantum lumens that are the building blocks of all creation, and we can engage with them and begin to enable them to form reality as we choose it. Grace is the electromagnetic frequency, the light that is the omnipresence within all creation. And you know, you can look at this scientifically and they will tell you that light isn't a fascinating thing. God is light. We are being transfigured as sons to reveal and express that light of limitless power or energy. So, grace is the divine enabling power that facilitates the existence and expansion of creation. Limitless grace expresses the reality of God as unconditional love. A son's limitless grace is to be experienced and is at our disposal creatively. So there's so many different aspects to limitless grace. It is multifaceted, the manifold grace of God. Now, there is an angel and an order of angels called limitless. A number of us have been engaging together in this period, looking to legislate and govern, and we've discovered and engaged with a number of angelic orders that are assigned to help us, particularly within the restoration of all things. Now, I've encountered limitless often during engagements to restore fallen ones. Limitless helps expand our consciousness to greater dimensions of grace in action. The Father said this, Son, there have been specific ones of our creation that have been assigned to work with you to help you interface with the fallen ones so they can be restored to their positions in creation. You've engaged with faith, hope and love, limitless unity, blessing, love, power, sound mind, discipline. There are others still to engage. Now, they often work in threes, groups of threes that function together for a particular purpose that God has designed within his overall kingdom, governmental position. Son, release the sound of the ancient paths, call them home from the highways and byways of creation. And this is calling that which has been created back into a relationship with God, if it has fallen from that relationship. From within the dark cloud, I emerged, and often when I engage these fallen dimensions or places, I go within the dark cloud, I wear the cloak of mystery that God gave me, and I administrate from there, because that's the safe place that I've been shown. So I emerged like a butterfly, and I sent ripples, wave after wave of love, expressed through the song of the oracles of the Father's heart. My whole being was convulsing and moving and resonating with the Father's heart. During a group engagement, when we descended, I went out into the cosmos drawn by a portal in a nebula seen in what NASA have put out through the Hubble telescope as the Cosmic Reef. And it's a fascinating thing, 163,000 light years away, I think, a long way away. But something drew us to it. I was drawn to this picture. Immediately I saw it. and others were. And so we engaged. And when we engaged it, I entered through like a membrane. It felt like it was familiar that I'd been there before, but not from that perspective. And here's the picture. Yeah, there are better ones you can find online. You know, I've got a video as often as my background. In fact, you know, it's my background behind these sessions. And that blue portal, it's got a point of light within it, was significant. And in engaging it, revelation came of what it was about. Now, what I discovered was it was like this was the eternal now of God's heart, but I'd only ever accessed it before from the heavenly realms, but this was a cosmic access point. This was an access point that I had not entered through before. Only now, because of cosmic union, that people are coming together in agreement of heart, mind and purpose, can we begin to enter and have access to this creative thing, position, place. And when I went in, immediately I heard and felt the sound and light frequency that was his voice vibrating with energy. This was so a living place. I mean, it was such an active place. And what the Father said to me was, this was the chamber of creation. This is where the Father's heartbeat was creating a rhythm, more like a cadence that was pulsating with living energy, grace, his divine enabling power. It was an amazing engagement. It was a membrane between the eternal now, the heavenly realms, and the physical dimension, like the event horizon of a black hole, because this was the original singularity that formed creation. Now, I'm not saying that that physical place in the universe was literally it, although it could have been. I don't know, but actually this is what the Father revealed. The membrane was like a speaker cone. You know, when you see a speaker cone and sound, it vibrates and it moves and it's energized. And it's connected to the sound of many waters, the chamber behind the waterfall. And I'll go into that in more depth in another session. But today I really want to focus on the chamber of creation and living light and how that relates to limitless grace. This was where the heart and mind of God in agreement spoke all creation into existence. This was the origin. The Father said, this is where you must gather together when you desire to release a shockwave ripple of exponential creative energy from the eternal now into the cosmic time and space. So it's a place where you converge God's eternal heart into cosmic time and space. This was somewhat overwhelming, so I just began to engage it. And I went back and engaged it over the next few weeks every day to just begin to see how can I work? How can I function here? Am I just observing this or do I have a part in this? So I began to let my thoughts form words that were resonating within the Father's heart. Connected to the Father's heart is absolutely vital in all administration of grace, all kingdom government. We must govern from the Father's heart, which is a heart of unconditional love. So as I connected to the Father's heart, began to let these words form, they began to pulsate to its cadence, becoming greatly amplified. It was almost like my thoughts, which were the words I would speak, were amplified. It was like when we speak in that place, the Father adds his voice to ours, sparking creative power. This is the only way I can describe it. This chamber is where the vibrating energy of his voice and our voice engages with the vibrating living strings of energy that are within the fabric of all creation. Eventually, God told us to name those beings, and they were named not by me, but by someone else on the engagement, quantum lumens. Because by naming them, we gave them, in a sense, the ability to interact with us and function with us within what we were mandated to do. This place is the source of zero point energy, the unified quantum field, quantum foam. This is where all creation is held together by the power of his voice. Literally one sugar cube's worth of energy, zero point energy, can power 400 billion galaxies, and it's within us, and when focused, produces limitless grace, energy and creativity. The chamber of creation is the opposite of black holes, but similar, because a lot of things are counterfeited or opposite. A black hole absorbs light and energy because they are the absence of light, but they do emanate a sound, and that, I believe that sound is the groan of creation, and it's a B flat, 57 octaves lower than the keyboard middle C octave. That literally is 1 million billion times lower than the lowest sound audible to the human ear, but our spirit can hear it. We can hear and feel and sense the groan of creation. So I began to vibrate, to pulse, almost convulse, as I resonated to the cadence, the beat, the rhythm of the Father's heart. The living light beings, those quantum lumens, swayed to the rhythm of the frequency of creative thought. They were activated. And this was pretty amazing. And the Father said, "Son, you have all been shown something within the chamber of creation." And we all saw different perspectives that only Enoch saw when he walked the stars. "This knowledge is precious and powerful beyond measure. Be very careful and ensure that you never use it individually, but only in union together. This is not something for doing things in a selfish or individual way." It's not saying you can't do something on your own, but you're doing it on behalf of a group that you are actually in union together with. You know, and that is so important, that we do things in union of heart, mind, and purpose, which is collaborating with the Father's heart, not just something that we're inventing out of our own understanding. "This chamber has the creative power to change and transform the physical realm, to restore it to its original condition and purpose. This power is a living power, as within us there is only life. That is why it is light, and light is alive, grace is alive, love is alive. They all take angelic form, and the strings that science has discovered is alive." So that is why we've been engaging with these angels, is because those angels are a form of the life that who is God, and they represent him in some way. Some aspects of his precepts, character, nature, attributes. "The strings are alive, and whenever we speak, it is living, limitless grace." And this is obviously God when he speaks. And that responds through the beings that were seen and named. Now we need to learn to respond creatively and be an oracle and speak with the voice of authority of God. "Whenever we choose and create reality, those light beings of pure limitless grace form the fabric of existence as they respond to our sonship." So when we learn to do this, it begins to enable us. "Son, start choosing life to form the future aligned to our heart, beating to our cadence on a cosmic scale, just as you have learned to choose reality, controlling time and space within your own sphere." So what we learn to do within our own little area, our own life, Jerusalem to us, then gives us an expansion eventually to begin to operate on a cosmic scale. But don't try and do cosmic things without doing personal things first. Make sure you can govern your own life. "The cosmic sphere of government can never be controlled by any one person, but only by the union of hearts and minds that are willing to selflessly collaborate with the Father's heart. You have all been called for a time such as this, Kairos moments that will affect Kronos time and space for its restoration. You have been called for a time such as this, Kairos moments that will affect all of it, this shield around the earth sphere that your union is creating is increasing and will eventually become an energy field around the whole cosmos as you mature in oneness, in union with others." And there are so many people that God wants us to be connected with. "Son, this union is what you've been looking for your whole life, and the many disappointments you've experienced when you've been let down and betrayed by others are nothing compared to the joy you now feel." And I did. I felt joy as being part of a group of people who I could trust and I knew had my heart, and I had given them my heart and they had given me their hearts, and we were in connection, in union, in covenant with one another. "There is so much more to come, but learn to rest and fully enjoy each Kairos moment to the fullest extent." There were no words, just deep waves of emotion, sighs of a loving father expressed through sons in union. This is what was going on in this experience. All that I experience in the stories of limitless grace expressing unconditional love that I've shared last time gave added weight to the force behind the waves that were emanating from that union between me and God and God, and me and each, and the others. So as I contemplated the testimonies of restoration within the dimensions and the fallen ones, I began to convulse with even greater force to release the joy of that hope towards the absence of light that I felt. And when you experience light and you experience the realm of light and you experience the realm of perfection and you experience engaging with the face of God, not just his presence, but his person, it changes you and you become sensitized to anything less than that. So when I detect an absence of light within creation, within the realm of the earth, within the realm of the atmosphere of the earth, I begin to sense it because it's an absence of something that I've experienced. If you've never experienced it, you can't sense its absence, which is why we must engage in intimacy to experience limitless grace and unconditional love. So all that I've learned from my different encounters now function together as I can focus and direct those waves towards the targets hidden for so long, but now revealed. You know, this stuff has been there, but people have not been able to really perceive it. Son, the ripples of the frequency waves of sonship that are being released, amplified by your union, are beginning to weaken the control systems that have global influence over the masses who do not yet know me. A global awakening of consciousness to the reality of who I am, that I am, truly is, will shift mindsets so all of our children that are ready will see the matrix of deception that they have been living in. Now, I know that's, quite similar to what happened in the Matrix movies, but the Matrix movies were actually written, the original Matrix was written by a believer, and I believe inspired by God, to bring a revelation that we live in an illusion, in a deception, when we need to come into the true reality that God intended and not be less than kind of lives. So many of those living in lost identity will begin to discover the reality of their sonship, awaken to the truth, but they will need to be discipled and equipped for the challenges ahead, which is why we must have forerunners who've gone before and can lead others on the way. Knowledge of their identity must be followed by the wisdom and understanding only available from face-to-face, heart-to-heart, restored relationships with us. And this is the difference between earthly governmental ministry, which often is engaging people with that ministry, whether it be apostle or prophet or pastor or shepherd. This heavenly ministry engages people directly with the face-to-face, heart-to-heart engagement with God himself, with no mediator. In a sense, all fivefold earthly ministry is mediatorial in a sense. Now, it's equipping, it's supposed to equip us for service, but it's become, I think, twisted, deformed in some places, where it's become mediatorial and does it on our behalf. Now, I'm not saying that for me, fivefold ministry is ended. I believe the governmental aspect of it, which was never intended, has ended, but the actual ministry aspect of it still continues, and some of it is good and some of it isn't. Some of it makes people dependent on the ministry, come and hear the word from God, a prophet, come and receive your vision or direction through the apostle, you know, come and be ministered to through the pastor, you know, all of these type things. It's a mediatorial type thing, whereas God wants face to face. So when we see people come out of darkness into light, when we see people cross over into their inheritance, and if we're as forerunners, mentors, we must mentor them to engage face to face and not engage just through us. It's always helping them to engage God directly. Son, the forerunner examples are the beacons of love's light that must guide the way to positions and relationship beyond the veil. The creation of global relational networks who have no desire to make a name for themselves and who will not seek to denominate around beliefs is a key to the kingdom government that will restore blessing to all the families of the earth. And I believe this is so vitally important that we're to see new order ecclesias rising around the earth who will not make a name for themselves, who will not divide and separate on beliefs, but will see that we're all part of one family. We may have different perspectives, different callings, different ministry, all of that being different, but that does not mean we need to be in competition. We do not need to be divided. We do not need to be in conflict, and we do not need to be tribal or denominational. We need to be in oneness of heart and mind as all as children and sons of God. That is what's going to restore blessing. That type of union is missing, and God is inspiring it. So let me show you something. And whenever the Father says this to me, it's like, I'm excited. You know, come walk with me. So I began to walk with him, and I began to sense something. I saw, felt, sensed the connection of life between all things that unifies creation. And because creation is within God, excuse me, himself, and there is a connection between these quantum lumens, the quantum field, quantum entanglement, and I felt it deeper than I'd done before. Elementals functioning like a vast living neural net of love's light, connected to the angelic realm with a cloud of witnesses, to our spirits. I sensed the grace light beings within the fabric of all things, longing for the physical creation to be unified as the spiritual heavenly dimensions are. I began to sense the desire of the oracles of the Father's heart, living within the light of those light beings, resonating with life force, such energetic dimension to the heart of God that they carry and that we can carry. The energy of love's light pulsating within the fabric of creation, creating the unified field of consciousness. The echo memory of what once was and will be again is drawing creation back to a union that is longing for deep within its fabric. Creation is longing for freedom, longing for union that it once had. It's looking to the sons of God to be that light. The vibration is getting stronger as sonship is revealed and more are rising and shining, awakened to love. Love's light is the limitless grace, loving energy that connects and holds all of creation loosely together, but it's also drawing it together into a union of greater coherence. It holds it together, but it isn't as it was, and it's actually moving towards the original intention. I felt it deeper than ever before because it's stronger than ever before as it's being amplified by our union and rippling through space-time. As the ripples go out into all the dimensions, they're not diminishing, but they're getting stronger, being energized and energizing simultaneously. And this is what can happen when things are energized. They become re-energized because there is such energy to draw on within this. Hope for restoration is the energy frequency that is awakening creation, and hope's whisper is itself growing louder as if all light beings are being excited and activated. The faint whisper of hope and the testimonies of restoration are creating morphic resonance throughout the dimensions of creation. Now, morphic resonance is what happens when someone does something that has never been done before, has never been known to be done before. Because before the 4-minute mile was run in an athletic sense, I'm sure people probably ran a 4-minute mile, but it was never known. And it was thought impossible, and science said it was impossible for a man to run that fast. As it says about a lot of things, and then someone breaks the barrier. Roger Bannister, in this instance in the 50s, broke the barrier. Within weeks, other people began to run 4-minute miles. Until now, 4-minute miles are run in college. The world record for the mile is I think in the 1:40s. So it is decreased and decreased because morphic resonance in some way inspires people to know and believe that it's possible. When someone makes it possible, it becomes possible, and then it becomes normal. And this is what we're doing when we're engaging restoration and we're sharing testimonies of the restoration of beings, of people within the fire. All of a sudden, people believe it's possible and people start then being drawn to do it and mandated to do it. The same with fallen angels. I know it's a controversial subject, but as people begin to release testimonies of engaging the angelic realm and seeing the angelic realm restored, then others begin to believe that that is possible. And not just people believe, but those beings believe, that they believe that it's possible that they can be restored. And they then begin to receive hope, and the dimensions receive hope. That is amazing. And we need to release the testimonies of restoration to create that morphic dissonance. So many of those lost and adrift in hopelessness are beginning to sense the expectation of restoration. The tide has turned, the balance has shifted, and the momentum is increasing. Everything feels brighter, more expectant of hope being fulfilled from the flow of the tree of life. Joy is rising, fueled by hope, strengthening love bonds within the unified field of existence. It feels like the groan is becoming a laugh. It is but a faint, barely perceivable change, but it is there. Hope restored is rippling through creation like leaven permeating the dough. Son, you felt it. Now is the time to expand and mobilize this union of hearts and minds with a global message of hope, a call to action, to just be. Because this is where it comes from, the rest of being. Those freed from the need to do will create such power from the rest of union and oneness. As more are freed from the matrices of global influence to just be, a rest will descend like a blanket of love, joy, and peace, creating a safe place for the oracles of the Father's heart to brood within people. The epidemic of fear has been broken by love's light, but this is a dangerous time as anger can rise and replace fear. Be vigilant and diligent so love can dampen down anger through releasing waves of forgiveness and blessing. It's so important that we legislate during these seasons of shift, of change, because some of the insecurity and the instability that people are feeling as their foundations are being shaken and what they're relying on, the mountains of earthly government are being shaken, they then to be feel insecure, and that can create fear, and that can also create anger or other responses. And we need to make sure that we legislate in our own lives, but also around us. Son, love keeps no record of wrongs. Do not allow anger to motivate vengeance and retribution. Only love's expression through forgiveness can bring rest, so no bitterness and resentment springs up. Always choose to forgive, no matter what. No matter if someone asks forgiveness or even says they're sorry, just forgive. I stood in the dark cloud, wearing the cloak of mystery as my mandate for restoration. This is where I would go to engage fallen beings. And from that place, inspired by what God said, I began to legislate, make calls, make declarations. And I'm going to make those declarations now. And I just want you to be open to receive these declarations. And I'm going to release them using sound, using frequency. So I want to call you to just engage, let your spirit engage it and resonate with it if you feel led. So I call for emancipation for all who are in slavery and bondage. I call for the sound of hope to go forth into the dimensions. I call for the light of love's frequency to shine into the darkness. I call for the testimony of freedom and restoration to create a ripple of truth in the spiritual realms. I call for the oracles of the Father's heart to radiate throughout creation. I call for the truth of restoration to challenge the lies and deception of the fall. I call for the angelic legions to go forth in support of restoration as emissaries of faith, hope, and love. I call for love, power, and a sound mind to unite to create the hope that will inspire the belief in the possibility of the restoration in the ranks of the fallen ones. I call for limitless grace to abound, overflow. So from within that cloak of mystery, in the safety of the dark cloud, I issued the decree of freedom and declared emancipation. And I declared this truth And I'm going to declare it right now again. And it's something the Father showed us that we needed to do in unity of heart. And I declare the truth that we are here for you over and over again as a constant reminder to the fallen realms and dimensions. Because we as sons are here for their restoration. They need to know it, and we need to know it, and I'm going to declare it. We are here for you. 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 Now, I found that making those declarations is an agreement and an affirming with the heart of the Father for the things to continue to take place. You might not see instant change in your own life. You might not see instant change around you, but it has begun. I can tell you right now that the fallen angelic realm, they know that we are here for them. They may not yet all believe it. They may not yet have resonated with the hope that's being released, but they know something is God forth. So Father said this, Son, the truth vibrates with a frequency of love that rings true with genuineness whenever our sons are in union with the integrity of one heart and mind. It is so important that we maintain this heart of union and integrity, covenant with one another. The light is breaking through the darkness of deception, and the scales of darkness that are hiding the light within are falling away. Keep up the intensity, do not waver, remain diligent in doing good, and be vigilant in your mandate for restoration, government. Son, you have seen the light of love within us and felt the oracles of our heart towards all creation. Now be at rest and be. Resting, being gentle and humble in heart, is the key and will accomplish more in one day than all the so-called spiritual warfare that is motivated by anger and retribution ever has. Son, be as we are. I am that I am. This is the rest of living love, loving, living, living, loving. And this frequency is resonating to answer creation's groaning. The frequency of F sharp will entrain the groan of creation's B flat out of the bondage to corruption into the glory of sonship at rest. Now, I have friends with a lot of people who have insight into frequencies and things, and engaging in this chamber of creation and engaging with the B flat of black holes, F sharp seems to be the frequency that we carry in sonship to entrain that groan. I don't know. The Father hadn't shown me, but he has shown me that this is what it is, F sharp. So we need to resonate with that frequency, be at that frequency. Son, resting in true identity brings heavenly and earthly position and authority and radiates love's light with the hope of restoration. Resistance is weakening and hope is growing. You can feel it at the deeper level, and I certainly can. All the surface opposition and intimidation is just fear and panic like smoke and mirrors to hide what is really going on. The limitless grace and mercy that are being released as waves of love's light are breaking down the barriers of deception. Love has won, love is winning, love wins. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, and restoration will be completed because we are love and our sons are made in our image and likeness. Son, the chamber of creation will amplify your voice when in union, so legislate from here. Seek me for my heart so you can resonate with me and all creation will begin to respond to your one voice. Now, in an encounter, God showed us where we could resonate with his heart. Now, it's like these encounters, for me, went backwards. I started with the chamber of creation. I went back to where the chamber of creation picks up its energy and voice. And then I went back to where the brooding in the Father's heart produces that frequency, that vibration. And I will share that, I think, in the next session. The living grace light beings holds the fabric of creation together and our creative force behind all that is creative. Your awakened sonship consciousness has the ability to see and choose the reality of the restoration of all things. When you speak as one, with each other and my heart from within the chamber of creation. The sound that you release enables the light to bond together as one to manifest reality. Great changes that seem to suddenly appear on the earth or in the cosmos all begin as thoughts here and are amplified into living words and become living light. There is a place of brooding and connection that creates the sound you will hear that I will show you soon. And I did eventually go through the Father's, into the Father's heart, into the garden of his heart, through his garden, and began to engage what he said was the cradle of life. And I'll explain that deeper. Legislate as one for the global changes that you seek to prepare the earth and the cosmos for shift into the next age and enlightenment of enlightenment and rest. And this is where we're moving. Son, Enoch, Melchizedek, and wisdom are to be your guides, and many of the great cloud are coming to the brightness of your rising to support you. Engage with them and listen to the wisdom that they carry, as they have many things to impart to you. And so many of the cloud of witnesses in the angelic realm have wisdom. It's important that you unite creation by involving all those that have been revealed to you from the different realms and those who have been restored. Those who you have connected with have been wise choices as they add to your collective wisdom and passions. When you have 12, mobilize the global groups that we all connect with and activate them, but prepare now for that moment. And when we've been functioning as a group, we've been engaging with people that we've resonated with and we've connected with heart to heart. And God is raising up groups of people who will begin to resonate with one another, connect with one another, who will have functions, mandates and purposes globally for whatever God is doing with them, but specifically, I believe, for the restoration of all things government. I'm raising up small relational governmental groups all over the earth, connect with them and unite them. Create groups within the Engaging God program for restoration government, and that is what I'm doing right now, and those groups will start next month. Son, unconditional love is no choice. It cannot ever be anything other than what it is, as it is 100% pure, with no mixture, no contamination, unadulterated, untainted, uncorrupted, unpolluted, no inconsistency, and no shadow of turning. Unconditional love is totally consistent. It has always been the same, always will be the same, faithful and true. Now, I engaged, obviously I'm talking about limitless grace. You cannot separate limitless grace from unconditional love. One inspires the other or empowers the other. So I am sharing some statements that the Father made with me about unconditional love because of its connection to limitless grace. Unconditional love is overwhelming and can never be escaped or separated from. Unconditional love is light, pure, bright, shining, and hot with passion and burning desire for the blessing of its object. Unconditional love is a consuming fire that will refine and purify everything in its way, destroying nothing but transforming everything. Unconditional love is the essence of the restoration of all things, as restoration is its inevitable consequence. Unconditional love expresses itself as limitless grace and mercy, overflowing with joy and peace, and always leads to rest. Unconditional love is deeply compassionate and is moved to heal, reconcile, resurrect, redeem, restore, renew all that it touches. Unconditional love is kind, patient, gentle, enduring, tolerant, always good, overflowing in loving kindness, covenant love. Unconditional love is the living essence of light that is the frequency vibrating as grace within the fabric of all creation. Unconditional love is the building block energy of all matter and the relational glue that holds all things in existence. Unconditional love is our and your glory, the weight and essence of being. I am that I am is unconditional love, light, fire, and the spirit of life and existence. Son, the sons of God, revealed as the light of the world, are to be ambassadors and emissaries of unconditional love to all creation. Unconditional love is the only thing that can set creation free from its bondage to corruption, so arise and shine with love's light. righteousness, peace, joy, grace, mercy, justice, the way, truth, life, precepts, statutes, laws. These are all governmental principles connected to unconditional love. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Groups of three that function together governmentally. These are not just concepts, these are also beings. Grace is the divine enabling power that facilitates the existence and expansion of creation. Limitless grace expresses the reality of God as unconditional love. As sons, limitless grace is to be experienced and is at our disposal creatively. So it's so, so important that we learn to live in unconditional love, to minister and exist functioning from limitless grace, divine enabling power, that we could choose and create reality, that we know how to engage with the Father's heart, to resonate with it, and from that place of resonance to then amplify the sound of his thoughts and voice to begin to form and connect light in the chamber of creation. This is a process that all of us need to learn, because we're all creative, made in the image of God to be creative. So I'd encourage you, as we just go into a short activation again, just to close your eyes. Just begin to come to that place of rest. It's so important that we come to that place of rest. And from that place of rest, I just want to encourage you right now to close your eyes and just begin to again start to focus your attention and thoughts on God himself. Yod Heh Vav Heh. Breathe in slowly and deeply. Just get your whole being at rest. Relax. Breathe in slowly and breathe out. Come into the rhythm of Yod Heh Vav Heh. The rhythm of life, the rhythm of breath. As you breathe in slowly, breathe out. Yod. And breathe in. And breathe out. And breathe in. And breathe out. Yod. And just come to that place of rest. Just repeat. Breathe in slowly. Breathe out slowly. And become still. Be still and know that I am God. 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 Be still and know that I am love. 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 Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am joy. Peace. Be still and know that I am peace. Be still and know that I am peace. Be. Be still and know that I am peace. Be at rest in love, joy, and peace. And as you just from that place, under an open heaven, just set your desire upon limitless grace, unconditional love, encounters with the Father, that you can enter into the reality that I am, and I am his love. I am his love, and love is I am. Love is who I am, and love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. I am that I am, and I change not. I have always been and always will be love, and love is an eternal constant. So live loved, love living, live loving, rest, live in the rest of immortality, and just engage face to face with the Father. Allow him to take you to that place of unconditional love and limitless grace and rest there. If you feel led, ask him to show you some of the things I've been talking about. But just go with your experiences and come to that place of deep, deep, deep rest where you know that you know that you know the unconditional love of God.